This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Finally, some COVID sanity has arrived in the Klamath Basin. Last week, I actually enjoyed a meal inside a restaurant. It was great sitting indoors and dining like we used to do. Sure, there's still some mask mandates to follow, but not once you're seated. Seems like a nice step toward normalcy. Then I went out to do some shopping this weekend and was pleased to see signs on store entrances that said, if you're fully vaccinated, then masks are not required for you. Pretty liberating to be able to shop without that suffocating mask over half of my face. But, well, there's always a but, a person I know who was fully vaccinated came down with COVID-19 last week. That's a reminder to all of us that vaccination doesn't necessarily assure you won't get COVID. It just lessens the chances. And as I understand it, the severity if you do get it. I also know several people that did get COVID-19, and the results were all over the board. Some said it was really nothing more than a cold or flu, while others spent significant amounts of time in the hospital. Unfortunately, no one can predict how your individual body will react to the virus. Now, I don't know about you, but it's been rather spooky the last year and a half as you took steps to protect yourself from the virus. It's hard to fight an enemy you can't see, and your imagination starts to take over and has COVID lurking in every corner. Touch a door? COVID. Stand by someone in line? COVID. Simply breathing? COVID. So I'm standing in a checkout line, maintaining social distancing, of course, and I suddenly have to cough. Well, I probably look like I had ants in my pants, doing everything I could think of to suppress that cough. Finally, I stepped out of line and went to the back of the store to cough. Now, I thought I was back there all alone, but when I turned around and watched people stampeding the other way, well, evidently I wasn't. Sneeze? Well, forget about it. If you have to sneeze, the world will rebel against you. Your only hope is to make it to your car, lock yourself in, and sneeze. Anywhere else, and people will flee you like Frankenstein. Then there's all those plastic shields and masks. I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of saying, what? Excuse me? What did you say? And while this entire COVID pandemic has been going on, I personally have never had so much alcohol in my entire life. I mean, I was going through bottles of the stuff virtually every day. As a matter of fact, I got to thinking the other day that maybe I've become an alcoholic. But then I realized that putting that much alcohol on your hands doesn't really count. So the bottom line is hang in there. We're on our way back to normalcy. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.